Okay, good Erev Shabbos to everybody. So, Shishi of Kiseitse is really all about the sanctity of the bias, and it begins with the person's bias. Ki kach ish yishach hadasha lo yitze batzaval vele yavor alav l'chol davar naki yele veso shana achas v'simach hasishto asher lakach. Famous discussion between Targum and Rashi there. V'simach yas isisei v'im isisei. Rashi makes that distinction, right, that it has to be v'simach es ishto. Right, that it's directional, that he has a responsibility to make sure that she's comfortable and that she's happy, and we're even willing to take him away from Naki Eleve Soshana Achas, or its singular focus on that, you know, on that very critical mission. Everything he should do that, you know, Shana Rishona should be Leve So, for his house and for his wife, who's the, you know, Akeres HaBayis. You know, Rashi deflects the interpretation. Im itete, but rather yas itete. I like to say that there's really no machlokes. A person who makes, you know, his wife happy will also be very happy himself. I'm not the first to come up with that idea. Maybe the first to apply to Targum and Rashi, I'm not sure. And of course, the sanctity of the bias is something which is reflected at the very end of the Aliyah. Then I'll talk about the middle in just a moment. So when there's an outstanding debt, right, it's not a binary zero-sum kind of a thing. You either collect or you don't, right? There is, you know, in Parshas Re, as we know, the discussion of Hagasa Leigos Esreo Vesachiv Kikara Shemita LaHashem Vized Var Shemita Ayin Sham. But you know, when you're collecting alone, Kita Shever Yacham Mashas Meuma. So Rashi says, right, Tachuv Bechavrach Mashas Meuma Chov Shol Klum. Right, whatever the chov is, Lo Savo El Beiso Lavod Avotel. Rather, Bachutz Tamod. So you have to respect the integrity of the person's bias. So it's an Aliyah that's really about the integrity of the bias, your bias, and the bias of other people. Just because somebody has a debt, right? This isn't England. This isn't debtor's prison. You know, we're not going to say that the person, you know, is therefore can be trampled upon and there's no sanctity to that person's rishus hayachid. Far from it. Bachutz hamod va'ish asher ata noshavo yotzi elecha savot hachutza. Right? And especially v'imish anihu lo tishka bavoto, even further protections, you know, for the ani and l'chati atzdaka lifnei Hashem Elokecha. This is the kind of thing that's, you know, extremely important for your relationship, not just with this individual, but with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So one of the things that we spoke about particularly in Sefer Shmos is the sort of expansive definition of the bias, right? We have, particularly when it comes to Isser Chametz, right, you know, Bal Yira, Bal Yimatze, in terms of, you know, the role of the bias, and the idea of the Korban Pesach, as we expressed it there, is to link one bias to another. Selave Savo Sela Bias, V'imad HaBayis Miyos Misev L'kachu Shechino HaKarov HaBesom B'chzas D'Fashos. And that's how you get in Sefer Shmos, in the sentence, our analysis, from Ve'ele Shmos B'nei Yisrael B'im Mitzrayim Ve'es Yaakov Yishu Beiso Bao, to the final Pasuk, Le'enei Chol Beis Yisrael, right? The idea of linking Batim together in Klal Yisrael, into one extended bias. And I think that's very much the dynamic of Shishi of Kiseitse. We start out and end with particular batim, right? Ki kach ish isha chadasha, lo yitzei batzavali vo yavor alav v'chol davar, na ki yele veso shanachas, concluding with bachutz tamod, lo savo al beso lavor avotol, nisa daraisa, of intruding the bias of a person in terms of collecting the collateral, the mashkon, and in the middle we have a reflection on the integrity of Kol Beis Yisrael, of how we treat one another. And so we have Isurim like Ki Matzeish Gonev Nefesh Me'echav Mi B'nei Yisrael, right, emphasizing Me'echav Mi B'nei Yisrael V'yisamer Bo Me'charo Me'saganav Ahum V'yarta Ra Mikirbecha. And then famously, according to the Ramban, the Isur Darais of Lashon Hara, where we use the example, we use the example of a particular bias, a particular family, the family of the leadership of Klal Yisrael, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, but we're using that as a template for the Isser Daraisa of Lashon Hara, the Ramban's famous language, the Eichi Tachin, right, Lashon Hara, which is Shakol Kishvichos Damim, that there isn't a, you know, an Isser Daraisa in the Torah, at least a Lav Haba Michal Asay. So again, we're talking about, you know, self-inflicted wounds of, you know, one member of Klal Yisrael against another, whether it's Gonev Nefesh Me'achav Mi B'nei Yisrael, again, a reiteration of Mechiras Yosef, or a reiteration of the story of Baloscha, Bamidmar Perek Yud Beis, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, Alodos HaYisha Kushis Asher Lakach, Kisha Kushis Lakach, and talking about the sort of the sanctity of Kol Beis Yisrael, how we are very much an extended family. So we have to protect the sanctity of the individual bias, and then we have to protect the sanctity of Kol Beis Yisrael. And the way that we do that, of course, is by establishing, proper guidelines. And those guidelines include, an Isser Lashon Hara, certainly an Isser of Gonev Nefesh Me'echav Mibnei Yisrael, boundaries in terms of what we're going to do, Ki Nefesh U'Chovel, in terms of collateral, taking something which is essential for Ochal Nefesh that could impede the ability of that house to function or even to survive. So what we have really in Shishi of Kiseitze is what I call the expansive definition of bias, starting with the literal definition of bias in the context of Milchama, concluding with a literal bias of Bachutz Tamod, of not degrading somebody's bias and not humiliating somebody right in front of their family, rather Bachutz Tamod, Lo Yavol Beiso, Lavod Avoto, and in the middle, ensuring the integrity of Kol Beis Yisrael, and the cohesion of Kol Beis Yisrael, Ayudei the Isser of Lashon Hara, Ki Nefesh U'Chovel, Gonev Nefesh Me'echav Mibnei Yisrael. These are all critical elements of protecting Kol Beis Yisrael.